Chapter 8. The Lord said to me, Take a large tablet and write on it with a man's pen, for Maher Shalal Hashbaz, and I will take to me faithful witnesses to record, Uriah the priest, and Zechariah the son of Jeberechiah. I went to the prophetess, and she conceived and bore a son. Then the Lord said to me, Call his name Maher Shalal Hashbaz, for before the child shall have knowledge to cry, My father and my mother, the riches of Damascus and the spoil of Samaria shall be carried away before the king of Assyria. The Lord spoke to me yet again, saying, Because this people have refused the waters of Shiloh that go softly, and rejoice in Rezin and Remaliah's son, now therefore, behold, the Lord brings up on them the waters of the river, strong and many, even the king of Assyria and all his glory. And it shall come up over all its channels, and go over all its banks, and it shall sweep onward into Judah. It shall overflow and pass through, it shall reach even to the neck, and the stretching out of its wings shall fill the breadth of your land, Emmanuel. Make an uproar, O you peoples, and be broken in pieces, and give ear, all of you far countries. Gird yourselves and be broken in pieces, gird yourselves and be broken. Take counsel together, and it shall be brought to nothing. Speak the word, and it shall not stand, for God is with us. For the Lord spoke thus to me with a strong hand, and instructed me not to walk in the way of this people, saying, Don't you say a conspiracy, concerning all whereof this people say a conspiracy. Neither fear their fear, nor be in dread of it. The Lord of hosts, him shall you sanctify, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. He shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling, and for a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, for a gin and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Many shall stumble thereon, and fall, and be broken, and be snared, and be taken. Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples. I will wait for the Lord, who hides his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel, from the Lord of hosts who dwells in Mount Zion. When they shall tell you, consult with those who have familiar spirits and with the wizards who chirp and who mutter. Shouldn't a people consult with their God? On behalf of the living should they consult with the dead? To the law and to the testimony. If they don't speak according to this word, surely there is no mourning for them. They shall pass through it, sore distressed and hungry, and it shall happen that when they shall be hungry, they shall fret themselves, and curse by their king and by their God, and turn their faces upward. And they shall look to the earth and see distress and darkness, the gloom of anguish, and into thick darkness they shall be driven away.